Good morning. Oh, I hope you're ready to get your day started as we together read God's Word and get things off on the right foot, so to speak. Today we're in Psalm 150, and today's psalm, a full orchestra of musical instruments, is to be joined by a full choir of voices as all living creatures join the song of praise. Every verse begins with and includes the word praise. The word appears 13 times. And God's saving words for us this week are praise and thanksgiving. So, let's get started with Psalm 150 beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His temple. Praise His strength in heaven. Praise Him for the mighty things He hath done. Praise His supreme greatness. Praise Him with trumpets. Praise Him with harps and lyres. Praise Him with drums and dancing. Praise Him with harps and flutes. Praise Him with cymbals. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise the Lord, all living creatures. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 150, verse 6, where the psalmist writes, praise the Lord, all living creatures. Praise the Lord. Well, here we go, beloved. If there was ever any doubt, every sentence, every phrase in this psalm begins with praise the Lord. If that doesn't hammer home the fact that our lives are supposed to be all about praising God in the things we say and the things we do, then I don't know what else can teach that lesson. But that's why the Word of God that says, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and praise the Father. Amen? And so what is your Christian life all about? Your Christian life is all about people watching you and the way you respond to the things that are going on in your life, just like everybody else is experiencing, but you, but God's child, you're different in the way that you respond, because you respond good things and bad things alike with praising God. Amen. Let's pray. Praise the Lord. Lord God, I praise you for all your mighty things that you have done. May my words and actions this day demonstrate my joyful praise and worship of you. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We are going to be in the Gospel of St. Mark, verses 1 through 8, where Mark's Gospel begins with the preaching of John the Baptist. And so I look forward to sharing this with you tomorrow. Until then, may God richly bless you and your family is my prayer. Amen. God bless.